Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside SailTrek SOC. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome another member of the team for SailTrek SOC, Taimi Alvarez. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rhea?
Good, thank you. Now, you are the chief videographer on this project, but you have an extremely rich history, not only with photography and videography, but as well with the islands, with the Caribbean, and with Spain. You know, your entire life is, you know, it's almost like it was building up to this project because you're a perfect fit. Give the audience a little bit of information about you, your background as far as you personally.
Absolutely. So I am Cuban American, first generation, born here in the United States. Both my parents came from the island of Cuba, in the Caribbean, but my family history traces all the way back to the Canary Islands in Spain, and which is very true for a lot of Cubans. And so I still have family in the Canary Islands. I still have family in Spain, which is really, really exciting because this adventure that we're going to embark and the adventure that I'm going to help document is going to trace back the roots of the people of Cuba, the people of the Caribbean, back to the Mediterranean. And so it's going to be really exciting, Rhea, to help document how those connections are there between the Caribbean and the people in the Caribbean and those in the Mediterranean. So I'm super excited about reconnecting, you know, through visuals, through video, my past, right? And maybe connecting other people with theirs.
That's extremely exciting. And, you know, it's great to know that this is almost a personal journey for you as well, because I think when it becomes that personal, there's just even that bit more love and that bit more excitement and that bit more desire to learn more about it when it does hit so close to home. So I'm excited to see what you'll come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited.
So tell me a little bit about your history as a videographer and a photographer. Now you have, I mean, there's a list a mile long of different accolades that you have, you know, been awarded in 24 years. What are they?
Yeah, I had the privilege and the honor to be awarded an Emmy for a documentary investigation that I did on the oyster industry. And also I was a part of a team that covered the Parkland school shooting in the aftermath that won a Pulitzer for our coverage. So those are my two major accomplishments in my field of photojournalism, as well as other awards related to those two stories and other stories that I've had the privilege to work on. And so I have a lot of experience documenting the Caribbean diaspora here in the United States, but also I've been really honored to be able to go to the islands and to South America and document the rich history and culture of the Caribbean and its people. And, you know, Caribbean people share lots of traits, love of family, a love of friendship and music and food and art. And so, you know, I'm hoping to take my talent of storytelling and documentation to the Caribbean islands, to the Mediterranean, and tell some of these rich stories that might have been hidden and not told. So I'm super excited about all the adventures we're gonna get into, and the people we're gonna meet, and the food we're gonna eat, and the music and the art that I'm gonna help document and bring to our viewers.
Well, I have to say one thing that I did mention to Nikki is that I'm really excited about the food.
Yes. Yes.
Because
yes,
I love a little bit of spicy food and a lot of spicy food, actually. And I know that the islands, the flavors there are just out of this world. And One thing, though, I have to say to you is that you can never get me on camera eating because it's not an attractive sight.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely a challenge, is how do you make someone eating and loving food attractive, right? But you know what? We're going to document, hopefully, all the spices and that technique that goes into cooking dishes in the Caribbean, and the love that they put in their dishes, and the smiles that that's going to bring to everybody who's tasting the food. And it's going to be great.
Well, and what I'm excited about as well is that this isn't going to be the traditional sort of, you know, you eat in the restaurant in the port. This is going to be, we go inland. We find grandma and we go into her kitchen and she shows us how she makes the food that she makes. And it is the true flavor, the true authentic Caribbean food. And you know, maybe I'm going to learn something as well, you know, and hopefully the viewers will as well, you know, be able to reinvent that flavor in their own homes, because we'll show you how to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, how do you learn about a culture if it's not through their food?
Yeah.
Right. Food is so integral to people's culture. And so I'm super excited about tasting a little bit of flavor at home. I mean, here in South Florida, you know, we can have, you know, Jamaican food, Haitian food, Trinidadian food. We're spoiled here. And so I'm excited about sharing some of the delicious cuisine that the Caribbean has to offer, as well as those hidden gems of stories, you know, that being able to sail to these smaller islands to cover, you know, I think that's going to be really special to our audience. And that's what the show's about. It's the secrets of the Caribbean, right?
Well, and that's exciting for me as well, because I don't care where you go in the world. If you are on board a ship, when you get off that ship, you've only got a certain amount of time. And generally speaking, every single port looks exactly the same, no matter where you go in the world. So you're not actually getting an authentic anything. No. And that's what's exciting about this trip, is that we are going to be going inland. We are going to be, you know, going beyond the port and beyond what everybody would always normally just see with their short 2 hours, you know, ashore. So we are going to be telling the stories of, you know, the museums and, you know, the history of the school. That there's so many things that people don't actually investigate when they're there. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and they don't even have to leave their couches to be able to experience this. Although, you know, we hope that will inspire people to travel to the Caribbean and to the Mediterranean on, you know, these lovely ships that we're going to be on. I'm super excited about sailing on this ship. It's amazing. I've never done it, and I'm super excited. And I'm hoping to climb one of those sails.
Ooh, not me. I get fearful of heights. I don't know why. It sort of developed when I was in my 20s. Before that, I was never fearful of any heights whatsoever. But in my 20s, all of a sudden, I discovered I had a fear of heights. So I will be at the bottom waving to you as you climb to the top. But I mean, I don't need to be at the top because you're the one that's taking all the pictures. And epic photographs those
are. Yes, I'm going to be wearing a GoPro. I'm going to be shooting video from up there.
So I can experience through you without having to actually see.
There you go. That's the whole point. That's my mission.
Exactly. Well, and from what I understand, we might even learn how to do a bit of sailing ourselves.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love that. I've sailed before. You know, my dad loved fishing. And actually, the origins of my name is Hawaiian. It's Polynesian. It means the teller of time. But backtracking to my dad, he loved fishing. And my dad and my mom went to a movie. And the movie was a Spanish movie called Tie Me La Hija de un Marinero, Tie Me the Daughter of a Fisherman. And he always loved fishing. And so we were always involved with boating and fishing. And so, but I've never been sailing. It's always been motorboats. It's always been, you know, boats with engines, fishing boats. So I'm super excited about possibly learning how to sail and just that different, unique experience that these wonderful ships are going to offer us, and we're going to bring along our audience as well.
Well, and hopefully what's going to happen as a result of this is that they will see, you know, where we go, and they will want to experience the same things. And so it's almost like giving you a travel itinerary before you even set sail yourself. You know, they will see this and they'll say, perhaps, you know, next year we're going to book, because it is possible that everything we do, anybody in the world can do the exact same thing.
Absolutely. All we're doing is uncovering these wonderful, special places, stories, people, cuisines, art, activities, you know, in the Caribbean and the Mediterranean. So we're uncovering these secrets by taking people there, and hopefully that'll inspire them to say, you know what, I want to do that as well.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what, I am really looking forward to it. And we have a great team. We have a great team.
Yeah, I'm super excited about our team. First of all, the richness of cultural diversity on our team is amazing, amazing. And who better tell the stories of the Caribbean than people from the Caribbean, right? Cuban, Nikki Mohan is from Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. And so I'm super excited. You know, I think we're going to find and uncover and share some amazing stories, and bring some of our culture and our heritage from the Caribbean to others.
Well, you know what, everyone out there, you've got to tune in. It's going to be coming to television screens in January, I think, or the spring anyways of 2022.
Yes.
So in the meantime, though, we're going to be bringing you little snippets every now and then. Well, more than every now and then, because I'm going to be on the journey as well. And of course, we have the Inside Sail Trek SOC podcast, which we will be giving you teasers right up until the show actually hits your television screens. So do stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely. Our website is chock full of great content, great information, lots of videos and stuff. So stay tuned. It's going to be wonderful.
Great. Well, Tymie, thank you so much for your time. It's really appreciated. And thank you for letting the audience know a little bit more about you and your many, many accolades over the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rhea.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Inside Sail Trek SOC. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.